everyone, and welcome to Rewatchable number 296. Today, we are going to be doing our intro episode for Agent Carter, our new show. We just came off of Sense8, which was great, very exciting. But now we are super excited to start Agent Carter. Can't wait to dive into this. This episode is basically just going to get you familiar with the hosts and a little bit of how the podcast works if you're a new listener, and some of our thoughts, spoiler-free, going into Agent Carter. As usual, if you would like to get into contact with us, you can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at re_watchable, or you can find us on rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. My name is Karen. I'm going to be your main host today, and I am joined by Danielle, Kristen, Mitch, and Natalie. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So we also have some other hosts that couldn't make it today, which include Brittany, Ariana, Mai, and Nassim. You guys will be hearing about them a little bit later, but at least we could get the five of us here tonight, live and in person, kind of, not really.
Agent Carter!
Woo-hoo. Agent Carter, yeah, this is a long time.
I think Danielle's going to do that every episode. She's going to just have to yell it and cheer every time.
I'm just going to woo through this whole this whole round. It's just going to be me wooing in the back.
This episode, like I said, is kind of just a reintroduction to the podcast, because I know some people are joining us for the first time or maybe haven't been around for a while. If you are, welcome. Hi, we're Rewatchable. And we watch shows that either were canceled or are just off air. We're big shows. We did Buffy and Angel recently. We've done Veronica Mars. We've done Firefly, Freaks and Geeks, lots of choices. Feel free to check out our backlog and see if there's anything in there that you might want to listen to. And
not to mention Avatar.
Yeah,
the most important of the shows.
That is true. Avatar, Pushing Daisies. We've done quite a few things at this point. And feel free to make suggestions. We're always looking for our next show, although we might already know what our next show is. If you're here for Agent Carter, you're in luck. We're very excited for it. Just a reminder, we're doing one episode of Agent Carter per episode of Rewatchable. We will also be starting with Captain America, the First Avenger, which we'll talk
woo
about.
Woo for that one. Woo! Yeah. Woo that.
We will be getting to that a little bit later in this episode. We typically do two superfans and two newbies per episode. So two people who have seen the show possibly multiple times, love it to death, and two people who ideally know nothing about it. Now, some of the stuff, it's kind of hard to avoid. We tried to have our newbies avoid spoilers for Buffy. That didn't go over super well. But for the most part, I think it wasn't too bad. For this, a lot of people have seen the movies, but might not have watched Agent Carter specifically, so they might know some context. But we're doing our best to keep it spoiler-free. As always, that's our big rule. Spoiler-free, if you're going to write in feedback to our email specifically, if you want to talk about spoilers, please mark it for a super fan so that we can look at it and the newbies don't see anything that they shouldn't see. And you can always write in to us about this show or any of our past shows. We talk about Avatar all the time. Just ask Kristen and Danielle, because they have no idea what Avatar is.
Yeah, we tend to make a lot of metaphors about what's going on our current show that reference the past experiences that we've had on other shows. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's not mandatory that you listen to our past ones. It's just more fun that
just
way.
Go with it.
If you haven't listened to all 295 episodes prior to this, then you can't listen to this episode.
Someone will take you seriously, Karen.
I feel like, Karen, you're the only person in this universe that has actually listened to or been on all of those episodes.
That is a lie.
Because when you're not on, you don't listen either. I used to. It's hard to keep up.
Sometimes I don't, which probably makes me a terrible rewatchable host. But yep. You know what?
Sometimes reading the show notes catches me up so I can be inside of our jokes. That helps. This is not what you're supposed to do, listeners. You're supposed to listen to us every week.
Yeah, do as we say, not as we do.
Don't follow our example. Listen to us every week.
We are the most professional podcast in the history of podcasts.
All the professionalism.
Yes. If you enjoy what we're doing on a little bit more of a serious note, please spread the word about us. We really appreciate that. And we need the love and attention to survive. And also, so does Agent Carter. So if you love this show, we tend to stay pretty positive. I mean, we're honest in our critiques. And if you've listened to some of our past shows, like Buffy, you'll know that we don't really hold back if we do have some criticisms. But for the most part, you know, this is a labor of love for everybody, even the newbies who don't necessarily know what they're getting into. So we try to stay positive and be a good environment and a good podcast to be invested in. So please keep talking about us and Agent Carter. And who knows, maybe one day it'll come back.
Disney Plus, man. My fingers are crossed so hard. I'm sure we'll talk about this later on down the line. But there's always a chance for Agent Carter to come back.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. So let's get into some of our introductions. I guess I'll go first to sort of lay the groundwork. Usually we do fun facts at the top of every episode so that you guys can kind of be reminded of what our voices sound like and keep track of us, because we got a big rotating cast, keeps growing, I feel like. And it's usually pretty helpful. But we're doing our fun facts in conjunction with this little intro section this time. And I guess first we'll start with everybody who's here can talk about themselves. And then we will jump into the people who aren't here. And we get to tell you all of their secrets.
And make up fun facts for them.
Yeah, how lovely they are and how much we love them. Okay, so starting off, my name is Karen. I'm a full-time freelancer, writer, and editor. I write books and articles, and I edit lots of things. My job at Hypeable includes being the senior editor, being in charge of the book section, which is mainly me writing about Percy Jackson or like anything associated with Rick Riordan. Let's see, Teen Wolf was a big thing for me. Nat and I did a podcast you might have heard of, Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, and that was a good time. And what else do I write about? Into the Badlands is my current favorite show. Please, for the love of everything, don't let it get canceled. I feel like this is like a dating app thing. Like, I like movies and television shows.
Swipe right.
Yes. Swipe right for rewatchable. My job on the podcast is to be the dictator and to tell everybody what to do. Not everybody listens to me, but I try. No, usually I'm the one who sets up the rounds and does the intro and outro episodes to kind of keep everything moving. It's a thankless job, as is a lot of the jobs for podcasting. But I also do the editing, so some of the editing, we've started to pass that around a bit more this time, which is great. I'm a super fan for Agent Carter. I guess I maybe should have led with that. I've seen season one a couple of times, I think. The rest of it, season two, I think I've only seen once. And then First Avenger. As Danielle and Kristen know, First Avenger is very low on my list of favorite MCU movies. Please don't kill me.
You just don't understand it. Why it's important.
One time, Karen, Kristen, and I, when we were together, we were having a girls' night, and we ended up taking marker boards and ranking all of the MCU movies from favorite to least favorites. We should recirculate that on the Rewatchable Twitter. Everyone knows where you stand, Karen.
I don't even I think I wanted to put it, like, I know I didn't put it after Doctor Strange or Guardians.
Oh, thanks so much for that gracious consideration.
It's such a high bar, isn't it?
I know I ranked it above The Incredible Hulk. It's so... Right? That's...
And then I think Danielle guilted me into ranking it higher.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit higher, but I don't dislike the movie. That's the thing. I love so many of the MCU movies that it's difficult for me to put them in a list. But yeah, it's always one that doesn't quite grab me as much as the other ones. But I guess when we rewatch, I'll see if anything's changed. It has been a while. It's been like a year, I think, since I watched it. Because we watched it together, right? After that, I think you were trying to...
Oh, I don't think we watched it that night.
I thought you were trying to like further convince me how great it was.
Did we? Did I cry on your couch?
I mean, you might have.
Maybe. I
don't remember.
Mm. Okay, back to the podcast. I have been on this podcast since day one, Firefly, and I've been on a lot of episodes. I can't tell you how many, but it's been quite a few. And my fun fact for this week, after telling everyone to be prepared and you had some extra time, is that, crap, who's got a fun fact?
You haven't thought of one. Oh my God.
Not for you.
Kristen, what have I done?
Your fun fact could be what you feel about the MCU that is wrong and not...
I don't remember, like, Ultron better than Captain America the First Avenger?
I don't think I'm that dumb.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, here's my fun fact. Tony Stark is my favorite character, and Iron Man 3 is my favorite Marvel movie, which I think is quite a controversial opinion, considering. But, yeah, that's all you need to know about me going into Agent Carter.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think that, honestly, I think that Captain America, the First Avenger, and kind of also the Winter Soldier are good for the same reasons that Iron Man 3 is good, in that it's really, it's not a very traditional superhero arc, and it subverts a lot of expectations about the characters, and it focuses on like the character drama a lot more than like the achievements of the action hero and stuff. So I think that, you know, that's a kind of big thing about Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 is just like a movie about a guy. It's not a superhero movie, you know, and that's the reason that I love the things about Marvel that I love. So I think that that's not a controversial choice. I think it's just coming at it from a different place.
Yes, good. That makes me feel better. To keep going, Danielle and Natalie are going to be your main hosts for this round of Rewatchable. So Danielle, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Libra. I like long walks through cities. Hi, I'm Danielle. I am a social media professional or digital marketing professional by day, hypeable writer by night, usually weekend. For a hypeable, I help Karen with the book section. I'm the assistant managing editor over there. My main focus there is all of YA for the most part. And it's a lot of reading. I read 92 books last year. So we're going to see if I can beat that this year. Let's see what else. I'm based in Chicago, which I talk about a lot. I am in love with Chris Evans, which I also talk about a lot. And my favorite MCU movie is Captain America, the Winter Soldier, but top three is Winter Soldier, Avengers, and First Avenger. And they kind of rotate a lot depending on how I feel. For instance, earlier today I was at the gym, and when I run on the treadmill, I like to run to the Winter Soldier soundtrack, because there's nothing more motivating to run than thinking that you're either running from Hydra or about to beat Hydra. Let me see. As Karen said, I am a huge, huge super fan. Peggy Carter is my favorite character, my favorite Marvel character. She's probably my favorite character in anything of all time. To backtrack history on the podcast, I started in our second round, which was Veronica Mars, which I hosted. I have been on most rounds since then, except for Avatar, which I have no concept of at all. And I kind of rejoined like midway through Buffy or so. And I guess my fun fact for this week, and pretty much every week as we move forward with Agent Carter, is when I'm podcasting, I podcast in my bedroom, and my bedroom has Peggy all over the walls. I am currently looking at a signed season 2 poster that my friend who works at Marvel got for me for Christmas 2 years ago, I think, or last year. I get a lot of my strength and a lot of my motivation from Peggy Carter, and I'm really excited to do this round. So that's me.
Oh, and you must refer to her always as Danielle Wine Pizza.
Oh my gosh, how could I forget? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm Danielle Wine Pizza.
Do it
like long walks at night in cities that are lit up.
And you're a Libra.
And I'm a Libra. Yes, thank you. I knew I forgot something.
Cool. All right. Natalie, what about you? What's going on? What's up? Who are you?
Hi, I am Natalie. I am your other host for these episodes. And it's a really good thing that Danielle and I aren't going to be on similar episodes, because it will, but we'll be alternating, because if we were, the entire thing would be screaming and or crying, because I am sitting here trying not to cry at what Danielle just said. Like, so I'm like, yeah, muting myself and trying to, because yes, it's interesting that we're doing this show, because I am obviously also a massive super fan of the entire Captain America franchise. It means more to me than I can possibly describe in so many ways. And it's something that I have like an aggressive passion for because of so many reasons, which I'm sure that we'll talk about when we do our movie episode. Possibly episodes if we end up closing off the podcast with the future Peggy movies, just as a potential. There's so much about like the idea of that franchise and what Captain America is that is incredibly subversive, and that I feel like is dismissed by a lot of like civilian, like casual movie viewers. And so I can rant about all of this all day forever, basically. It's interesting to me that we're doing this show at this point, because yes, we have had shows where people are massive super fans, where the show that we're doing is like a hugely important part of their life, like Avatar, The Last Airbender, or Buffy. But doing Peggy, doing Agent Carter, so doing something in this Marvel franchise, especially that's so heavily tied to the Captain America franchise, is very interesting experience, I think, for myself and Danielle right now, because it's not like it's our current fandom. It's our current passion, if you know what I mean, as opposed to like Buffy, which is sort of always there, but it's something that was kind of a big deal some time ago, or, you know, Avatar The Last Airbender, even for me, where I was a host for that show, but I'd watched it a few years prior. My involvement in the world of Captain America is something that happens every day of my current life, if you know what I mean, in a mental space or on the internet or something like that. So I sort of can't really predict what this round is going to be like. Like, it's like the superest of super fans you could possibly have, because it is something so incredibly present in the lives of both of the hosts, like so incredibly right now. This is the number one, you know, one of the most important things in media to us, as opposed to like something that's become a part of us in the past, even though this has been going on for like 4 years, you know, or more for me, maybe 5 years now, it's still a very present thing. So that's a factor that I think is going to be very interesting about these episodes and might make them very intense. And I know that I, for one, am already a little bit sensitive about like the idea of critiquing things from a more removed perspective, because it is so completely present. So that's going to be wild. But as mentioned, I have been on the show for several rounds before. I was on for Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel the series as a super fan, and I was on for Avatar the Last Airbender and Legend of Korra as a super fan, and I was a host for at least Avatar. I can't remember if I was for Korra or not. I genuinely don't remember. And I've just done Sense8 as my first time as a newbie, which was interesting as well. But yes, that is my history with Rewatchable. So I've mainly done hosting and editing for the show. And yes, that is what I have done. In my normal day-to-day life, my other big, you know, emotional investments in this world, especially in media, is Supernatural, which has been for a few years. I'm a relative newbie to the world of Supernatural, given that it is now in its 14th season. But I
can't believe it's
covered that show for hype.
I feel like you just, like, I remember when you first started diving into that. I can't believe it's been years already.
It's been 3 years, Karen.
Oh my God.
So I've been working with Supernatural, as in the media for, three years, I think. Mid 2016 and sort of 2017, all of 2018, and then we're coming into 2019. So I've been there for the entire tenure of Andrew Dabb. It's kind of intense, yeah, but I love it. There's a lot of good, good in that world. Dual favorite fandom of with Captain America. Like, I am someone who is very involved in fan fiction and shipping. And so those two fandoms are the main ones that I will read fan fiction in. And so if anyone else listening is of the Marvel shipping world or just fan fiction in general, I'm definitely keen to trade recs with you and stuff like that. So that's a big thing for me. And what else? What is there to say about me? I don't remember. I exist. I'm here.
Do you have
Natalie's
a fun fact?
Australian? You can't tell?
I am Australian. I'm in Sydney, Australia. So I pop over to the United States a couple of times a year, but yes, I am generally in the country of Australia. So yeah.
Do you have a fun fact?
I will tell you what Danielle mentioned about her top five Marvel movies. The top three. I have a top five, which is rotating as well, but it is all three Captain America movies, Black Panther, and at this point, probably Spider-Man Homecoming. So number five slot can shift around a bit, but I do love that one. My fun fact is that today I am podcasting in my new house, which I've been renovating for a long time, that I will be moving into as soon as it's finished. It is not finished. I'm not living in it, but I am podcasting right now in the room where I will be setting up my podcasting office in the future. So this is the first of the podcast in the room where it happens. Yeah, exactly. So that's really exciting. Mitch especially is very interested in my renovation plan. So sometimes we may go off in a little tangent about that in our fun segment. Yeah. I've posted some photos about like the weird finicky problems I've had renovated with hashtag housewanker. So yes, I am. it's become pretty consuming. My day job was I've worked in several membership organizations for universities. And the most recent one, I was unfortunately made redundant for that job a year ago because of change of the organization. But instead of going back to another day job, I became the project manager of this renovation instead of paying someone to do it. So I'm not doing physical work, but I'm doing like all the research and organization and stuff. Unfortunately, my builder recently injured himself. He ripped his rotator cuff, so it's been a little bit stalled. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would have hoped to be moving in before Christmas. But I'm here in the room where it happens today. I'm surrounded by a refrigerator in a box, an oven wrapped in cling film that I had put, my old oven, which I had professionally cleaned, a gas stove, old-fashioned gas stove, and a new washer and dryer on top of each other that are styrofoamed. So they're creating the sound insulation that I need today to podcast. We had to come over here this morning because the door was jammed and we had to meet the builder to fix it. So unfortunately, the timing meant that I had to stay here and podcast because I wouldn't have got back to my house in time. So that's a weird fun fact about me. I also like books and I write in the Hyperbole book section occasionally, something I'm hoping to increase this year. I've just finished reading my first book that comes out in January this year and I'm already very excited to review it because it is so weird, such a weird niche interest for me that I'm really excited to write about it from my perspective.
Oh, was that like the gay royal love?
No, it's actually not. That one comes out in several months, and that one's going to be amazing. This is an equally niche one.
Because Natalie will be screaming even more.
Well, no.
I had to force myself not to read that when I had other things that were more time consuming, like more urgent. So the book I have that comes out this month is called The Dead Queen's Club, and it's by Hannah Capin, and it is a retelling of the story of Henry VIII and his six wives that died or divorced him in various ways, and in a high school era about a boy who goes through girlfriends, told from the perspective of his best friend, his best female friend, who's based on Anne of Cleves, who was the one wife that he amicably divorced and had a friendship with. So it is so interesting, and it's like ridiculous, but it's amazing because the girl who wrote it is clearly like, she's clearly one of those people that these people, like in real life, the real historical people, are clearly something that she spent her whole life being like passionately obsessed with, the way that some people are obsessed with, you know, a certain era of artists or, you know, like certain historical fact. This is clearly her niche thing that she has like passionate personal feelings about, and has used that to create a story that brings the real traumas of that situation into something that like current audience can digest in a way that doesn't have that sense of historical removal. And it's brilliantly done. And that idea, that concept of bringing the problems of a past era that current audiences might not really emotionally understand how bad it was, or, you know, into the hearts of a current audience is exactly why I love Captain America, and Captain America, especially Captain America, the First Avenger, because an investment in a historical period tends to lead to a growth in empathy for an era of humanity that was different to you. And so that's a big thing that we're going to talk about on this podcast from my perspective. I can tell you that right now. Humans tend to create a lot of mental distances between the emotional experiences of people in past eras and the emotional experiences that they have today. And one of the reasons that I love the Captain America franchise is because it forces that emotional experience to become real. So, yes, that is the kind of conversation that you'll get from me. So not chill at all ever, basically.
All right. And Kristen, our final super fan for, you know, those of us who are here tonight, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yes. Hi, my name is Kristen. This is my first time ever being a super fan.
It's a big deal around here. It does not happen often.
It is.
Yeah. Brittany, what?
I left for a long time. I wasn't on Rewatchable for a while just because of the shows and the staff and everybody that was involved. But even for the shows that I wasn't on for, I would have been a newbie anyway. So this is literally the first chance I've ever had to be a super fan. And wow. I'm very excited. Because for the first time, I won't be sitting here going, I have no idea what's going on. Hopefully not, anyway. So yeah, I will be a super fan this round, which is a lot of fun. For Hypeable, I have written about a lot of shows that have been canceled and or ended, including The Whispers, Newsroom, The Following, The Originals, Vampire Diaries at one point. Yeah, there's a lot of them. And they were all great in their own time and ways, and yeah, but they've all gone now. So now I am covering legacy, romance, and a little bit of everything. I love my reality shows like Survivor and Big Brother and Top Chef and all of that stuff. So I love to work those into articles when I get a chance. My favorite MCU film is Guardians of the Galaxy, which I know is somewhat controversial around here, as there are a lot of Cap fans and Tony fans. but I freaking love Star-Lord, and I love the Guardians, so that is definitely my number one. But there's my like top five is very eclectic when it comes to MCU. Like, I'm not loyal to one character. I like them. I like a lot of them. So my top five would be Guardians, Winter Soldier, Thor, then Spider-Man Homecoming, and then probably Avengers, I think. Although I've been rewatching Ant-Man and the Wasp recently, and I really, really love that movie. So It's a giant.
That was pretty good. Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It's a giant grab bag with me. So yeah. So I'm really looking forward to talking about Agent Carter because I love this show so much, and I love Peggy. As far as rewatchable goes, I've done a lot of editing with Buffy, which lasted 84 years. Some doc writing for our, you know, getting our episodes together and organized. But other than that, I've basically just been an editor and a host, or not a host, but a newbie coming in and guessing wildly at whatever circumstances or shows we might have come up with at the time. And fun fact, it is officially 2019 and it is the year of rage. And you will hear me talk a lot about rage, but it's because I'm obsessed with Cora Carmack and
the book, not just like general rage, which is also accurate for 2019.
She is not. Yeah.
But
I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
Rage,
no.
I tell.
Rage is a book. It's a book. And I'm really, really obsessed. The book doesn't even come out until June, and it's all I can think about. I'm like, Kristen, you've got a lot to do before then. Like, you've got a lot of books to read and a lot of shows to cover and a lot of things, but all I can think about is this story and where it's going next and what I know, you know, there are little bits of things she's hinted at that are coming, and I'm just really excited. So...
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting because you said it was the year of rage, and I was like, okay. And my head actually went to a different perspective because I don't know this book. I apologize. But I thought you meant like that this was a book you already loved that was like set in the future, like that was set in 2019, which is interesting because I don't want to throw any like twigs in the fire. But I discovered the other day that the show Dark Angel, which is one of, you know, like two seasons or that. I don't know if it was cancelled or whatever, which was a futuristic show set, it made in like 2002, was set in 2019. Like that's the year it was set in. So just putting it out there that like, I know that we have plenty of other shows in the pipeline, but like to look at something like Dark Angel set in 2019.
That would be kind of
in 2019 could be an interesting idea just conceptually that, because I've never seen that show, but I was thinking about it because it's the reason Jensen Ackles was hired as Dean Winchester is because of his performance as Alec on Dark Angel. So I've never seen it, but I was curious. And that's what I thought you meant when you said Rage was the year, like 2019 was the year of Rage. I thought it was like a book that you already loved that was like set in 2019 from long ago. So anyway, that was a random confusion. Sorry about that.
That's funny. Bonus fun fact, Kristen and I are roommates, and we talk about that every so often. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God, they were roommates?
If this comes up, if you hear us talking about, you know, that thing we did a couple weekends ago, no, you know, it happens a lot. She's across the hall. She's not two states away. She's across the hall.
Yeah.
I'm two states away.
Yeah.
To be clear.
But yet, you're... often there.
I am. Like, when Kristen was talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, I was like, your opinion must have changed a little bit since we first saw it together when it first came out.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
All right, bringing up the rear, we have our only newbie here today, Mitchell.
Oh, am I?
You are.
Wow.
Yeah, none of the other newbies could make it. So thanks for taking one for the team.
Glad to be here, as I often say to Natalie, for the stucky of it all. That's very exciting to me.
No, God, it's not. Okay. You're going to be disappointed, Mitch.
I'm fine with that. I'll say that.
It's not a central part of the show.
Like, my interest in Captain America and literally like Marvel at large came from when Natalie in like 2012 tweeted something about like, I'm a stan for bisexual Steve Rogers. And I remember messaging you and I was
me?
Like, yes. I don't know if you'd remember this. I could probably find the tweet.
Okay.
And I was like, Natalie, I need to know more, please. Because like, I'm just so desperate for any form of popularized bisexuality. Like, that's just...
I understand that feeling, Mitch. Yeah. However, it's going to be very difficult for me to not go off on that kind of rant while focusing on Peggy's show, because while I adore Steve, a big part of the of Agent Carter is the legacy of Steve and how that might positively or negatively affect her life. And that's a big part of the show. So I don't want to be complicit in the problems she's dealing with by going off on Steve rants when not necessary, though I had them to give, you know. Right. So, yeah.
Well, it totally transformed from there because I was going in to see Winter Soldier at the movie theater.
So oh, God.
Watch the first Avenger, given Natalie's tweet, and it snowballed from there, and I went back and watched everything. I haven't really watched the Thor movies. I don't know. Maybe one day.
I feel like you would really like the Thor movies, Mitch, but I don't know. Maybe not. Natalie
Portman, that's a thing for me. I think she's pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I love her performance as Padme in Star Wars.
Okay. No, I mean, yeah, she was good.
Yeah, I mean, the whole movies themselves are very extra, but so are Marvel. And I find it interesting, too, that we're going into a show that we're all so into. This is fun because while I may be like a newbie for Agent Carter, I'm like a regular fan for Marvel, but I occasionally like drink the Kool-Aid and jump off into the deep end in many different ways.
Well,
like Gamora cosplay, like that kind of stuff. Like that was great.
But let's hear about you.
Yeah, what about you?
Me as a person,
yes.
I write for the video game section of Hypeable, and in doing so, I often try and branch myself out from just Nintendo things, because I have always been a big Nintendo fan. Games like Smash Bros. And Pokemon have really taken up a lot of my hashtag 2018, but 2019, as anybody is going to be hearing, as if they follow me on Twitter, is going to be the year of the Kingdom Hearts. It's like... Kristen and I are very into the fact that Kingdom Hearts is actually happening, and it's like a big life event for me, probably to the same effect of like if Stucky was actually canon. Like, it's that big because this game has been delayed for, I don't even know, like, I think I've lost track, 2005 was when
it
came out. They've had like little tiny prequels and little tiny middle games, but that's a big thing that's happening in my life, and it's encompassing a lot of what's going on, but it's cool because I'm so happy to be doing the games writing during this section of something so important to my life. So like, that may seem like, oh, it's just a game. No, this is like a revolution for me. Like, this is a very big deal. So on top of what I do for Hypeable, I'm also a student studying computer science, and in doing so, I'm interested in front end web design, meaning like how a site functions and looks. And I mean, the thing is I can honestly say that a lot of people in Hypeable have inspired me to be there. Richard, our site developer for Hypeable, and also then Danya, who's been on, I think Pushing Daisies was, I remember her directly being on there with us, in Avatar, and Korra, I'm sure she would have popped on. She's also someone that, I've always got along with in that level that I do with everybody on this podcast with Hypeable. We all have like a very good vibe. And doing this podcast comes off as just a regular conversation sometimes because we're trying to be professional and all, but like it comes to the point where everybody, you're just so close to everybody, and it comes to be more of just like, this is our hangout time. I love that about Rewatchable. It's always my consistent hangout time with my friends. And I wouldn't get that if it wasn't for this podcast. So that's who I am, how I act, what I do, what makes me tick. Stucky in Kingdom Hearts. That's about it.
If there's one thing you need to know about Mitch, is he ships everything.
I'm interested and concerned to see how he feels about the entire Agent Carter, the potential for shipping in Agent Carter and the other parts of Captain America when he reviews it on this deeper level. So I'm a little bit terrified.
Kind of like... like we'll more see. Threesomes, less arguments, because I'm totally down for Stucky Peggy if that's what they want. I'm also content with just being like Stucky Peggy, or no, just Steve Peggy and then Stucky. Like, that's fine. Like, they could have two separates, or it can just be Steve Peggy. They're also a great couple in my eyes.
Oh my that's God.
You haven't even seen them, though, have you?
I'm going to sway some minds.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen First Avenger, maybe, but oh God. Oh God.
Gonna be a while.
I'm concerned.
It always is. You know, you're in for a good time if I'm around.
But Mitch, I don't disagree with you, but you're making me want to die. So. I will tell you that, Mitch, all of those things exist if you want to go looking for them, depending on the era of timing, all of those things, and the balance of the Bucky and Peggy situation in the 2 years that we don't see in the first Avenger is a great and inventive part of fandom that the Captain America fandom loves to play with, and has a lot of cool historical research about the real, like, military conditions, and, like, it's a very smart, intense fandom, so I do really love that shipping fandom of Captain America, so... But I will try to avoid talking about that for the expense of Peggy's singular importance.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's going to be very fun. I'm even more excited as you're talking to me about it, all of you, because there's such a
passion. I'll say there's some great shipping in Agent Carter, though. Like, don't worry. Yeah, there's some awesome
just Peggy on her own.
Don't worry about it.
She's going to be so interesting.
Damn straight, Peggy on her own.
Yeah, like, Peggy on her own, like, is all I think I've ever heard and may need, because that's happy and fine too. Like, this show seems to, like, be the most empowering thing I've seen in a while, if I'm getting the vibe from Danielle, because it seems like your cosplay and your love of this character has been so inspiring, and that makes me so happy, because I need more inspiring female leads in my life. I always do.
I think, I'm really excited for this round. Okay, so then, of course, we also want to talk about the people who didn't get a chance to be here tonight to record with us. There are four of them, like we said before. So I figured it would be fun to, you know, talk about them behind their backs and say really nice things about them, so when they inevitably listen to this episode, they cry, which is always my goal. Let's start with Mai, because she is our singular super fan who is left over here. And I guess I'll kick this off, because Mai is an interesting case in terms of rewatchable. A lot of us are here because we've written on Hypeable, and that's kind of how we all met. That is also the case with Mai, because she's been listening to our podcasts for quite a long time now. I think I've known her for like 5-ish years at this point. And we became internet friends. She lives in Norway, and we just started talking, and we had a lot in common, and she was always super supportive of our shows. And of course, you know, flatter me and I'll be your best friend. And we invited her onto the podcast because we needed somebody else to be a super fan for Buffy, and she was the perfect fit, and it's gone swimmingly ever since. And Mai is super cool. What else do we have?
She likes hockey.
Yes.
That's an understatement. She's obsessed with hockey. Very.
She has vast knowledge, especially when it came to Buffy. Like, she would pull fun facts and things out of, like, nowhere. She'd be like, no. Did you know that in this episode at this time, this thing happened and it reflects on this? And
her memory is insane, because she will say, oh, you guys talked about that, like, way back when you did this round of Rewatchable. Like, I totally remember you talking about that. And I'm like, I don't remember what we talked about 2 weeks ago. How do you remember that?
Yes, she has a very, very good memory, and it comes in handy.
Yeah. Mai was also a huge Teen Wolf fan, which is, again...
Yeah, I think that's how we met her.
Yeah, that's how this whole thing started. So, Teen Wolf, bringing people together. And let's see, Mai will be helping editing on this, and like I said, she is a super fan. She was super excited for Agent Carter as well, and I know that she loves the MCU. Oh, also, she is a huge Tony fan with me, so I'm not all alone when...
She's also a huge Stephen Bucky fan.
She is.
We trade a lot of fic recs, so yeah.
But I feel...
You can like more than two things.
And to be fair, I also love Captain America and the Winter Soldier and all of that. I'm not one of those Iron Man fans who hates the other side of the Civil War. But it is nice to talk to her about Tony stuff. She gets it when I have feelings. Okay, so I guess next up is Ariana, one of our newbies. And I feel like, Danielle, you have a lot to say about Ariana. Let's start with you.
I do. So Ariana and I both started writing for Hypeable at the same time, which was spring of 2013. Ariana is a wonderfully sassy Slytherin. She is incredibly intelligent. She and I had been named back during, I think it was Pushing Daisies. Back during Pushing Daisies, there was a listener who didn't like our relative dislike of Pushing Daisies. And so we had crowned bitter clucking witch hens. Mm-hmm. And we still throw that title around proudly. We wear it proudly.
Honestly,
I think they should wear that as a Halloween costume one time.
We should. Oh, that would be wonderful. That's a great idea.
Halloween, like a witch hen. Like, yeah.
Like a witch.
Oh, God.
What else? She works in television. She has written screenplays, or she does a lot of really interesting writing for media. And she's just an all-around wonderful person who gives a really great perspective on things that's oftentimes different from what everyone else is thinking. A lot of times it differs from how everyone else perceives things, but she always brings such an interesting perspective that I, even if she's kind of tearing down or critiquing something that I love, I still love hearing her opinion on it.
She's a very interesting, just a very interesting, very smart interpreter of any kind of text, you know, from a wider view. Very much also ties into the fact that she's Latina, very proudly, and she's descended our series, the most Princess Azula, in the most beautiful ways. But her perspective, like as a person of color, and is very vocal about pointing out perspectives that, very frankly, like white people may have been blind to noticing the issue because it does not necessarily read the same way to us, because we are unaware of how many marginalization problems there have been, especially in older series of television. That's a really interesting perspective that she always brings, and is very proud to bring, even when it might be tiring to educate stupid white people on why they suck. So, yeah.
Important but exhausting job.
Yeah.
Ariana is also one of our doc makers, one of our doc writers alongside Mitch. And it's gotten to the point where, like, I have trouble telling them apart sometimes because they're both so good at being, like, sassy and hilarious. And we've gotten many an amazing show synopsis from both of them, and we need to like put a collection together at some point because they've been out of this world.
Thank you. I mean, I totally
I feel like there should be a book published or something, especially for the Avatar ones. Like, the Avatar ones were so funny.
Yeah.
And
the Zutara part of the finale, when I was doing that for Avatar The Last Airbender, my heart was exploding when I was writing it. It was so exciting because they had so many like furtive glances. And that was like the entirety of my recap. It was just about that fight.
You suck.
It was like, and now they're back to the cave and she trusts him this time. And that's fun. God. I always reference Avatar for a good reason. That's where I think Ariana and I hit our stride in getting sassy about it all, because we were talking about like cartoon themes, so we felt so open to be as like horrible as possible. We wanted to be, because they're just cartoons. When it's real people, it feels different. But
which also reminds me, and I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning, but on our last round of Rewatchable, we dropped a lot of F-bombs because Sense8 also dropped a lot of F-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
This round, we're going to try to keep them to a minimum, Natalie Fisher.
It's very automatic for me, I'm sorry. But I did record a whole podcast the other day and realized when I edited it back that I did not swear at all. So I'm just Australian. You're just going to have to understand. I do notice that. I very much do notice that in America when I travel there, that people don't casually swear. But people swear much less. There is not as much restriction on that kind of casual swearing here. So I will make an effort. I do notice in America that they do not do that. But here you will get like a person in a place of business swearing for sure.
We try to align ourselves with what kind of show we're watching. Yeah, just
we definitely had a big criticism of, I think, Avatar because it was a kids' show. That they I listened to this with my children in the car, and I'm like, okay, this is. I did not expect that there were going to be people listening to this with their children, but okay. So it's fair call.
Yeah, I mean, it did air on Nickelodeon. I get it. Well, like, especially when it came to Legend of Korra and we had, like, Secret Affairs likely going on in the background, it got old. It really got
old. That's true. It wasn't even the swearing that they were bothered by, though it might have been. It was the fact that we were talking about, like, sexualization, like the homewrecker and stuff.
Oh no, I forgot about that. So let's talk about our next newbie, Brittany. Oh gosh.
Oh god.
That sounds bad. I just realized. Oh man, Brittany. No.
Because she's once a always a bridesmaid, never a bride, because she has never had a show that she's a super fan of on Rewatchable ever. Every single round, she's a newbie.
She's
had two.
No, she told me she has had none.
She's had two.
She was for Freaks and Geeks.
She had Freaks and Geeks, and she had the pie show that I hated.
The pie show. Okay, fair enough.
You had Pushing Daisies.
I think it's just feels like it's been, like, again, 87 years, probably.
I suppose. It's interesting. That's interesting because I know that Freaks and Geeks and the Pie Show were ones that you did not like, and so it's like all of the things that Brittany picks, she's a super fan of. You guys really don't seem to like.
That's why we don't let her choose. The thing that I did like is that Brittany gave me my nickname, Danielle Wine Pizza.
Brittany is brilliant. She is in the New York City area. Right now she is not with us because she's at a Broadway show because that's what her priorities are, so
that's her brand.
Screw her. But
and I don't think Sarah Bareilles is doing it, but she's definitely on the
plane. No, Gavin Creel's in it. Gavin Creel's the guy in it. So do you know who Gavin Creel is?
She did. She was very excited.
Yeah, that's a valid spin on that. Yes. Brittany and I are Broadway buddies because Broadway is a hugely passionate thing in my life, and so I probably see Brittany more than anyone else from Hyperball because I am going to New York to see shows so often. She often comes with me. And I used to see Karen, and then she moved away from the New York area. So
yeah,
I mean, that's, she's done that to herself. So you know, whatever.
Natalie and I saw Hamilton together for the first time.
That's true, and it was before the even before the original soundtrack came out. So we were like a week ahead of the world knowing about Hamilton. So
and there's some really great funny stories between the three of us regarding that. I'm sure we've talked about that.
We do talk about Hamilton on this show.
Yes,
a lot. So just strap in for that. Brittany works as a writer or a copy editor for a medical journal. So she does writing in her day job as well. And with Hyperball, she covers all sorts of shows. She really loves good television. Like, Brittany is a real expert in like the kind of like auteur television and the nitty gritty of like producers and screenwriters and all of that kind of thing. She's really in the industry about television writing. But her biggest loves are, they vary so dramatically because she loves The Americans. That's a hugely important show for her. And then she loves Will and Grace and has since she was young child. Gilmore Girls is one of her favorite historical series. And she loves things like American Gods and Shadowhunters, like genre TV kind of, supernatural, paranormal type shows like that. And yeah, she loves a lot of old sitcoms, like, you know, really old school television, like The Golden Girls and I Love Lucy. She genuinely marathons those kind of shows. She loves animation, a lot of animation, like BoJack, adult animation, and then kids animation like SpongeBob SquarePants as well. So she really loves all types of television and finds different value in her viewing. And she's just like the biggest student of screenwriting that I know. So she's really smart about that kind of thing, but on Rewatchable hasn't been able to show off a ton of her knowledge because she's always a newbie, so she doesn't have any of the insider info. But she does our social media, so she does her best to find appropriate GIFs and funny reactions without getting spoiled. So yeah.
Always a fun job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else to say about Brittany?
Brittany is amazing. I was Brittany's secret Santa for Hypeable. And if anybody here had listened to Book Hype or basically have heard any of my interactions with Brittany over the last several years, she had been trying to get me to watch Pride and Prejudice,
the
5-part miniseries. For like 3 years, honestly.
And you mean the Colin Firth era?
Yes, yes. Yep. And I finally did it as a Christmas present to her, and she was very excited, so I'm glad I could.
You didn't just watch it. You wrote her a handwritten review of it. Like, it's pretty intense.
Really like, extra, but it was so worth it because she was super excited. So, yeah, that was great. But yeah, Brittany is great because she really, what I always like about Brittany is that she loves, even if she doesn't like a show, like she had a lot of issues with Buffy. She loves talking about the show with us, and she can always, she's very honest in her critiques, but she can always find enjoyment in discussing even the things that she doesn't like, which is essentially what, like, I've always kind of wanted this podcast to be. Like, even if we dislike something, at least we can come together as friends and discuss it. So, I always appreciate her insights.
She tends to love things or find, like, interesting things purely by exposure. Like, she covered American Horror Story for 7 years and claimed to hate it, but she kept covering it, you know? Like, she really finds her angle into why she's spending her time with something and that it's not a waste of time, and whether that angle is, like, an obsession with Angelus. She always finds, like, the positive. Like, you know, she didn't love Buffy, but she keeps saying, like, oh, I've gone back and watched, like, a bunch of episodes because, like, she, like I said, because she values the television industry, like, top to bottom, like, every level, every job, she will find angles in whatever media it is to be interested in, whether it's, like, the writing or the performance of a certain character or the structure or whatever. So, yeah, she's always got an interesting angle and genuine love. Like, she, you know, commits to being involved with something and finds, like, a ways to enjoy it. So that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. And last but certainly not least, we have Nassim. Has anybody else here other than me met Nassim?
I haven't met her in person.
Yeah, in person.
No.
Okay.
When did you meet her in person?
A couple of times at New York Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
And somewhere else, I've met her twice now. She is a lovely human being who's just infinitely interesting to me. And she joined us for the first time on Sense8 as a guest host when we needed somebody extra as a super fan. And she will be joining us this time as a newbie for Agent Carter. Although she did say that she's seen the first season, but she's, you know, kind of like Kristen with Sense8, doesn't remember all the details and hasn't seen season 2. So we're calling her a newbie. We had a little trouble finding people who maybe weren't all super fans of Agent Carter and the MCU. So I think she is pretty familiar with the MCU in general, though. And she's a brilliant writer. She does a lot of really interesting features on Hypeable. And whenever I see in our schedule what she's going to write about, I always kick myself because I wish I was smart enough to have come up with that topic to begin with. She writes about things that I have questions about, and we like to pass back and forth brainstorming topics. And she's super, super nice and always goes traveling and is just such an interesting person. She's a student in the Boston area, and I love her a lot. I think, yeah, I've known her the least longest. The shortest would have been the smarter way to say that, out of everybody. But we clicked right away, and that's been really cool.
She's only been on Hypeable for like a year.
Maybe two I think possibly.
Has it been two? Time goes.
I think so.
Time is crazy.
But she's definitely the type of personality to make a very positive and influential change.
In immediately,
because she has a way of speaking that is so unique to her personality and to her understanding of the world that in the exactly two conversations I've had with her, I'm sold. Like it was a very easy thing to be like, yeah, Nassim's coming on to Agent Carter rewatchable, please. Anybody who's listening to this podcast is in for a big treat with, okay, all of us, whatever. her specifically, it's going to be fun for everybody to learn more about her and myself to be on the podcast with her more. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Gonna be awesome. She really writes an amazing variety of articles that, you know, whatever movie she sees or new series, like she'll, you know, go on a specific angle, like about a specific character, a think piece or something like that. With all, again, like all sorts of different types of genres and all sorts of different angles that are very interesting. So yeah, she's been really cool to have on Hypeable and stuff like that. I know that she also writes a lot about, like, has written a lot of articles about like diversity issues in the media and stuff. So again, Agent Carter is something that has had like different opinions about like how the diversity of the era, the 1940s, was represented. So I'm keen to see how she thinks about that, because she has written several articles about that kind of thing. She's lived in a lot of different countries, like not just traveled, she's lived in a bunch of different countries, like all over the world. So that's a really interesting perspective to bring.
Yeah, I'm so, so excited to have her on the podcast. It's always exciting to get somebody new on here, but it's also, again, like Mitch was saying, we're all amazing. It's just nice to be able to podcast with our friends and talk about this stuff and really go through it in detail, which, yeah, I'm really excited about. And Nassim writes a lot of book articles for us too, which is awesome. She's going to be reviewing a bunch of books this year, and I'm excited to see what she picks, because again, she has just really great perspectives on everything.
I was just flicking her articles and I saw her article about Aquaman, and I realized that I have not yet seen Aquaman. So actually interesting. I have not seen it yet, but she recently wrote an article called Breaking Down the 1950s Diversity of the Marvelous Miss Maisel, and the Marvelous Miss Maisel set less than 10 years after Agent Carter in New York as well. So that's like an angle that she's actually recently developed like a piece on. So I'm quite curious about that.
Well, that's basically the team. I hope you guys liked our introductions, somewhat crazy at points, but it wouldn't be us if it wasn't. And you guys will obviously get to know us a lot more as we go through Agent Carter. So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate that. As always, if you would like to get into contact with us, please email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at re_watchable, or find us on rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. iTunes reviews are very, very important for us, especially as we're switching over to a new show, because it allows new people to find us. And we really appreciate when you can leave us 5 stars. And if you haven't been here before, you'll notice we do something a little bit different with our request for you to leave us 5 stars on iTunes, we have an incentive every week. And I can guarantee you, this is an absolute guarantee, that all of these incentives will never be filled. Ever. I've filled
one. I wonder, why is that? Why is that, Karen?
I am lazy and a terrible person. I have only ever done one iTunes incentive, and that's when I drew Rat Amy for one of our listeners and also sent it to Mitch.
Yes, you did.
Rat Amy is a very important part of the Rewatchable history.
It's like our mythos at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worried about what the Rat Amy of Agent Carter might be. Mitch.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about
it. One thing that we did not mention about Mitch and that he did not mention about himself is, aside from his obsession with shipping, he has some of the wildest theories and predictions that I do not know how he comes up with them. So,
well, it's weird. Yeah. Like, just, every once in a blue moon, when I'm a newbie, and I say every once, but it kind of just, like, I want something to happen, and it's almost like I willed it into the universe because it seemed so extreme and out there and tangential.
Well,
and
like how you wanted Rat Amy to come back.
Rat Amy was so important to me because it was just such a thread lost in Buffy, and then it just came back, and I was like, okay.
I think everyone was trying not to scream at you that about Rat Amy every time you mentioned her because we knew.
Well, but, I was Sense 8, so we haven't seen the after effects of the Rat Amy of it all yet. So, yes, I am curious what the Rat Amy is.
She's waiting for a new Rat Amy. Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Yes, that was just a side note into Mitch's insanity. But yes, please carry on. But what I was saying, we don't really make these incentives that easy for you to fulfill, Karen.
No, that's true. Some of them are quite difficult. For example, I think we settled that Ariana wrote this.
Yeah, I think
Ariana wrote this. Yeah.
Okay. So it says, if you rate us 5 stars on iTunes, then Karen will battle Nazis for you. I don't know. I don't know anything about this show. Someone help. I think Captain America jumped out of a train one.
I do want you to battle Nazis.
That's one that I'm willing to fulfill.
Find a Nazi to punch. That's fine.
All right. So to wrap up this episode for our Agent Carter intro, we're going to go through some listener feedback that you guys left us. This is all coming from Twitter, I believe. And we got quite a few here, so we're just going to cycle through these as quickly as we can. And Danielle, will you take this first one?
Yes, I will. This first one is from Andre at Hey, It's Andre. And they say, Agent Carter, smiley face with heart eyes, because obviously. The show has been on my watch list forever. I can't wait to start watching and tuning into everyone's thoughts. And we can't wait for you to do that either.
Yay. And Natalie, will you get this next one?
So Claire Shaltiel, which is Kay Shaltiel, which I'd like to know, are you Israeli? Because that is a very Hebrew name. So please let me know. So, but they say, oh my God, I just listened to the latest episode of the pod and literally screamed when you said what show you're going to do next. I love that show so much and I'm so excited to rewatch it with you. I was one of the people who suggested it after you finished Buffy. So that is exciting. So yay. I'm glad that people are excited.
That's cool. Awesome. And Kristen, will you get this next one?
I read this tweet and I freaking lost my shit. So please carry on.
All right, this next one comes from Marie at The Abyss at ILRAM07, and she says, loved you guys doing this show. I wish I could tell you about the LGBT scene in Germany, but I never go outside. I'm so excited for Agent Carter and hope the trend of you doing shows I love continues, even if they all got canceled except Atla.
I mean, I feel like such a hard same to that tweet. Like, I could tell you a little bit about Sydney's gay scene, but I literally don't go out. So,
and for context, this was in regards to a question we had.
Sensei,
yeah. Which I was so confused at first because I was like, what LGBT scene, like seen in an episode? Is this a spoiler? I'm so confused.
Nah. We were talking about the...
Took me a minute.
The Berlin scene that Yeah, with
Wolfgang. Like, hashtag yeah. The beach for Sense8, essentially. Which, speaking of, yeah. Within Atla, I got like a jolt of adrenaline when the edit of that tweet went, even if they all got canceled except Atla, I might get Zutara in the live action Avatar. Who knows? But if I do,
I don't.
That will be
think
a very long
so.
Game at Amy kind of thing.
I mean, you understand that would prevent them from doing Korra.
I think I'm okay with that. Because... I really am.
Okay, whatever.
For a retelling with Zutara.
Please don't worry about it, Danielle. Just in case anyone is interested in the diversity factor, by the way, not that it is particularly important, Mitch is obviously homosexual. And I am a bisexual in a same-sex relationship, so we do have a pretty strong and obsessive queer point of view that comes out at some point.
If there are enough gay people to ship in a show, I will read the subtext until I find it, because I just need a presentation in my own mind, I guess. I don't know.
Please. Please no Zutara in the live-action Avatar, though. So, moving on swiftly from that.
That show, but the evil kind of mix.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll get there.
And Kristen, with this next one?
Sure. Okay. From Lucas, at Lucas Graydon, says, super fan here, still keeping my fingers crossed for a season 3 on the new Disney streaming service. As... we all are, because Agent Carter rocks.
This streaming service better be available internationally equally without any limitations, because I'm really annoyed about it. I will get it, because it actually seems to be producing a lot of important stuff, but it better have the same licensing worldwide, or I'll be really annoyed.
And Mitch, this one from Leah?
Sure, Leah at LeahTA11 wrote, super fan, after being a super fan for Buffy/Angel and a newbie for Sense8, I'm very excited to be getting back into knowing what's going on, and of course for an excuse to rewatch Agent Carter.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see why you feel that way.
And this next one from Farzan Garabat at Farzan G24 says, I'm a super fan. Watched the show as it aired. Loved it. Still mad they canceled it. Can't wait for you guys to dig in. And Danielle, this one from Peggy.
Yes. I actually really love this tweet. Peggy at Ginny081 says, I will be a newbie. Haven't watched it yet because hearing my name when it's not me is weird to me. I'm going to watch with. I understand, and I mean, if there's anyone that you have to share a name with, you are. Oh, Margaret Carter is like the best person to share a name with.
Yeah. Also, I was around when Hypeable had Smash Chat, and everybody was yelling at Karen about how much they hated that character. So just consider yourself lucky.
I'm sorry. I'll take personal responsibility for that one.
I mean, it's valid. Sorry, Karen. Oh my God.
Rest in peace.
Luckily, I've never watched a show with a Natalie that was a prominent character. I've never met a fictional Natalie.
In a non-tangent, I'll say I worry for a TV show that wants to name its main character Alexa.
All right. And Natalie, will you get this one from Cassandra?
Yeah. So this one says, Cassandra at Palliard says, I'm a sort of fan as I watched it just once and was sorry it was cancelled, but haven't seen it since. I must admit, I haven't seen it myself since then. But when I watched it, I would watch every episode back to back. Like I would watch when the new one came out, then week to week, I would rewatch the past one. And so every week I was like building back up, like, so like as a double watch of each one. And then, but yeah, I was very traumatized by the cancellation, very traumatized. So yeah, I just couldn't deal with it, but I'm excited to deal with it again. And yeah, I'm very interested for the newbies. Still a bit like, don't want to spoil anything, but don't know how much assumed knowledge there is from the movies. So we'll talk about that on the movie episode, I guess. Yeah.
Bonus fun fact, speaking of trauma, when this got canceled, I was witness to Danielle's trauma when the show got canceled, and it was awful.
We were at, I think it was a publishing, like a book party, as a part of the big book event that happens every year, and we were at a party, and someone either messaged me or came over to tell me that Agent Carter got canceled. And I got up and walked into a corner and just cried.
Literally, she was standing in a corner with her head against the wall, crying. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
That's so heart-wrenching. Like, I want to cry right now hearing that.
It was awful.
This show means a lot to me. This show was there for me in a really hard, like, it was going on during a really difficult time in my life. And I needed it a lot. And it's actually really good timing, I think, right now. Because I need it again. So I will be crying a lot during this podcast, for fair warning.
I'm sending you that ghost hug gif right now.
Kristen, will you take this last tweet before we get into a different section of tweets?
Sure. This one's from Rachel at Sviva22 and says, I'm an Agent Carter newbie and excited. Yay, we love our newbies.
We're excited to have you, Rachel.
I am impressed by every single newbie because I am the type of person that, like, cannot, like, I find it very difficult to not, like, research things that I'm curious about when I'm not allowed to consume at my own page, and sometimes check the back few pages of a book to check if I get, like, worried in a certain way about, you know, expecting something one way or the other. So being a newbie was really hard for me. So I'm, like, impressed with the people who actually enjoy doing it that way.
I assume Brittany's going to be our most newbie of all the newbies, right? No, maybe Adiana
no,
too.
No,
I've seen the Brittany's movies, of not. Course.
Because she'll
Brittany's
talk
not, because her dad
loves Agent Carter.
So Adiana will be the, like, the most
newbie. I think she'll be the newest. I think Ariana will be the least involved. Like, yeah, the biggest newbie.
But I don't know anything about Agent Carter itself. Like, I've purposely stayed out of it because it's tempting, Natalie. You're right. But it's because it meant so much to Danielle that I've stayed out of it because I was like, I need to wait to properly do this.
But speaking of spoilers, we did tweet, and by we, I mean Brittany, tweeted, what is your 3-word spoiler-free review of Agent Carter? So we're going to go through those pretty quickly. And also, if you are new to the series, what are you expecting? So this first one from Lucas at Lucas Graydon says, patriarchy smashing espionage. That's very
love accurate. That.
Yeah. Yeah. And Danielle, you want to get this next one?
Yes. Farzin Garabat says, amazing, undeservedly canceled. Mm. Yes.
Accurate. Natalie?
The next one from Fish Dietel, again, is Hayley Atwell, queen, exclamation mark, which is true. And you'll hear many, many, many praises about Hayley herself and her entire attitude and being as a female actress in the industry during the course of this podcast. She is magnificent in so many ways.
Yes. And Kristen?
Yes, the next one from Joyce at Joyce just says, ended too soon. So true.
Very true. And then Laura Morrow at Laura Morrow 123. She tried to get in as many words as possible. But you know what? I don't blame her. Says kick ass female. That's one word. Period piece. Marvel. Also accurate. And then Danielle, this next
yes,
one.
Yes, please. I was hoping you'd ask me to take the phone. So this is from Kate Grand, and her general one is know your value, which we will get to in this podcast, but just have in the back of your mind that when I get a tattoo, this will be my first tattoo, is the know your value sort of quote that will come later on. But she also tweeted to us, if the lead in was Agent Carter is, then her answers to that sentence could be better than you, vintage female spy, kicking baddies ass, Steve Rogers trainer. I especially love Steve Rogers trainer because it's very true. And great. Thank you, Kate Grand.
I like those. And Natalie, you want to grab this last one for us?
Yeah, once I stop crying. I'm not joking. So this is going to be rough, this podcast, to be honest. Like, I'm very wet. Final one of our 3-word reviews is Oompa Loompa, which is at, their handle is at Qjanamic, which is a double I, and they say her name, question mark, Agent, which is an amusing like triple reference there to a variety of things. But yeah, it's gonna be good.
You know what that reminded me of? As being a newbie, I don't know what this line means yet. What I do next is not up to you, from Wonder Woman. I don't know if I'm on the mark or anything, but it gave me
similar vibes. There are similar vibes.
Good stuff. All right. So what are we doing next? Next week, if you guys are keeping up with us, please make sure you watch Captain America, The First Avenger. And we'll be discussing Peggy's role in that movie. There's a lot to discuss in that movie, but we are going to be discussing Peggy's role because it's important as a setup to Agent Carter. So that should be a super fun time. And yeah. Brittany would just like to chime in and say, I can't believe I have to finally watch all of Captain America.
She's been watching half of the First Avenger for 4 years, like randomly seeing parts of it. So that's an ongoing issue. But yeah, it's a fantastic movie, and I'm very interested to discuss it from a perspective of Peggy's relationship to Steve, her role in his story, and then his role in her continuing story, because like I said, this movie is brilliant when you are focusing on the character drama of this movie rather than the like gammy red mask part of the movie, if you know what I mean. So very interesting.
And also, I'd also like to throw it out there while you're watching the movie, perhaps to take a look at it in terms of what if Peggy were chosen for the Super Soldier program and not Steve.
Oh my God, that's an alt that I really appreciate.
There's also a one shot that Marvel used to do for a couple of different characters, and the one for Peggy is called Agent Carter, and that is not canon, but it very much led into the creation of the Agent Carter television show. And even though it's not canon, we really want to discuss it because it's super amazing. It's really good.
Yeah.
And we think that it's just a good thing to kind of have in your mind going into the rest of the series. So make sure.
I will say it is the longest of the one shots. All of them are about 4 minutes. The Peggy Agent Carter one shot is 15 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So it is actually like they were really found something important in it. It can be found if you happen to own the Iron Man 3 DVD. It was a special feature on that DVD. Yes. But there are uploads of it on Vimeo, and we will probably tweet out a link to that.
All right. Well, with all of that information now in your back pocket, you should be ready to dive into Agent Carter with us, whether you're a newbie or a super fan. And I hope you have a ton of fun, as I'm sure we will as well. So until next time, my name is Karen.
I'm Danielle Wine Pizza.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Mitch.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Contact info.
We already did that.
Oh, did we? I missed it.
Okay. Yes, we did.
Did we? I didn't hear it.
We 100% did.
Okay.
It's at the top. I did it before I had you guys say hello.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Nobody's listening to me. Everybody's
we're listening. We're just
blanking.
Yeah. I'm taking show notes. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
Okay.
Woo! Woo! This is a really great podcast. You should definitely listen to it. Like, it's really professional and brilliant. So, so much crying. I'm so sorry.